This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to reach Srinagar today for a two-day visit to the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. During his visit, he will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate 84 major developmental projects worth more than 1,500 crore rupees in the Union Territory. Our correspondent reports that the visit will draw global attention, with its highlight being a yoga program to be organized in Srinagar on the occasion of the 10th International Yoga Day tomorrow. Around 7,000 people are expected to attend tomorrow's yoga sessions at the Sher-e Kashmir International Convention Complex, located on the banks of world-famous Dal Lake in Srinagar. The Supreme Court has stayed today the proceedings pending before various high courts of the country pertaining to the alleged NEET UG paper leak. Issuing a notice on transfer petitions filed by the National Testing Agency NTA, a vacation bench presided over by Justice Vikram Nath ordered a stay on proceedings pending before different high courts till the next date of listing. Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has chaired the second round of pre-budget consultations with leading experts of the financial and capital market sector and third round of consultations with industry leaders and associations in New Delhi today. The meeting was held in connection with the forthcoming General Budget 2024-25. The Ministry of Defence will organise an ex-serviceman job fair at Air Force Station Hindon tomorrow. The job fair aims to offer a second opportunity to the ex-servicemen for employment. The ministry said that the veterans of tri-services from all over the country are eligible for participation in the job fair organized by Directorate General Resettlement. Around 40 corporates are expected to take part in the fair, offering various jobs to the veterans. The government has said that sufficient wheat stock is available in the country. The government has advised to keep a close watch on the prices of wheat and suitable policy interventions to be undertaken to ensure price stability for the consumers of the country. A meeting of the Committee of Ministers was held today under the chairmanship of Union Minister of Home Affairs and Cooperation Amit Shah to review the prices of essential commodities. The Bihar government has given approval for rolling out of metro rail services in four cities, Muzaffarpur, Gaya, Darbhanga and Bhagalpur. The decision was taken today in the state cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Nitish Kumar. The state cabinet gave the in-principle nod to the proposal of the Urban Development and Housing Department. The capital city Patna is the first city of Bihar where the work of metro rail services is underway. In Bihar, the Patna High Court today struck down the state government's decision to hike the reservation for backward classes from 50 to 65% in government jobs and educational institutions. A division bench of Chief Justice K. Vinod Chandran and Justice Harish Kumar had reserved its judgment on the 11th of March this year after hearing a bunch of writ petitions challenging the constitutional validity of the increase in the quota from 50% to 65%. On the other hand, the Jharkhand government has taken a decision for a comprehensive caste-based survey in the state. This decision was taken at a cabinet meeting which was chaired by the Chief Minister Champai Soren. Mr. Soren has instructed the personnel department to draft a standard operating procedure for conducting the survey. The India Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate intensity rain and gusty winds in many places in the National Capital Region today. It said heat wave conditions will abate in the upcoming few days with the incoming monsoon and thunderstorm conditions in northwest, east and central India. In T20 Cricket World Cup, the inaugural champions India will take on Afghanistan at the Kensington Oval in Bridgetown, Barbados this evening. Akashvani will broadcast live commentary of the India and Afghanistan match. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina will be on a two-day visit to India starting tomorrow. During the visit, apart from holding bilateral consultations with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, she is scheduled to call on President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. And that is the end of this news bulletin.